This summer is shaping up to be one of the wettest on record in Indiana, and that means many farmers across the state are being flooded with problems. A good portion of Indiana's corn and soybeans have been heavily damaged by the rain. Some fields are destroyed. WFIU's Barbara Harrington explains how that could impact your next trip to the grocery store.
The saying goes, knee high by the 4th of July.
Obviously, most of the time we're well past that stage by the 4th of July.
Jay County farmer Dave Lau says that's not the case this year.
Some of it is knee high now, just knee high now. Very uneven.
Lau is one of several farmers who's struggling to salvage his crops after being pounded with rain nonstop. His soybeans are behind schedule.
The plant height is, if you notice, the plant height is starting, they're starting to grow. They should be taller than this now from their planting date by about 6 inches or so.
Many fields here are covered in standing water, and Purdue Extension educator Larry Temple says some of them won't recover.
Jay County is a 30% disaster at this point.
Many farmers across the state are facing the same challenges after experiencing the wettest June since 1895. There were only 4 days last month where it didn't rain somewhere in Indiana. And that's having a big impact on the quality of the state's crops. United States Department of Agriculture statistician Greg Matley says while less than half of Indiana's corn and soybeans are in good condition, 21% are in poor or very poor condition.
That very poor category is the category that shows that the crop is either failing or completely failed at this point.
That's a stark contrast to last year when farmers produced a record amount of corn and soybeans. Purdue agricultural economist Chris Hurt says having a small amount of failing crops can cause big financial problems.
We've estimated the losses of just that lost production potential. We think that's about 5% of our corn and soybean crop that we perhaps have lost. It comes out roughly $300 million of lost value in terms of the corn crop and probably around $200 million of the soybean crop. So put those together, approaching $500 million.
Farmers could get some relief from crop insurance, which typically covers 75 to 85% of their losses. And they could get a better price for the corn and soybeans that do survive the wet season.
We think prices will be somewhat higher. So on the bushels they can produce, probably higher prices. So far we've seen about a 10% increase in prices of both corn and soybeans.
That won't necessarily translate to a big jump in what you pay for corn or soybean products at the store. Hurt expects prices could only rise 0.1% to 0.2%, an increase most of us won't notice.
It's really the eastern corn belt that's having this wet weather problems. Guess what? The western corn belt, particularly northwestern corn belt, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Nebraska, have an above average quality crop. So when we put those together, the western corn belt is above average, eastern corn belt's below average. You put them together, we're actually fairly close to a normal national crop.
Back on David Lau's Jay County farm, it's too early to tell how the rest of the season will pan out. If the rain holds off for much of the rest of the summer, he could end up with an average crop. But that's all up to Mother Nature. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.